Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day, part two, Electric Boogaloo, along with us. We've talked about dancing, and now we're going to talk about giving blood. Unless you want to dance at the blood drive, Marcia, is that possible?
Oh, some people could. You really? Never know.
Depends on how good the cookies are.
Yeah, and how good the dancers are.
Marcia Burkle, along with us, American Red Cross a blood program leader. So, here we go. Another community blood drive. January is National Blood Donor Month, is it not?
It is. Yes, it is. Since 1970, January has been recognized as a time to celebrate generous volunteer donors and recognize the great need for blood donations. January is a month frequently plagued by winter weather events and those seasonal illnesses that cause donor turnout to be low and the cancellation of some blood drives. It makes January the perfect time for individuals of all blood types to resolve to become a regular blood donor and help the Red Cross maintain an adequate blood supply to carry out their life-saving mission. Last year's national blood crisis was evidence that medical conditions and emergencies don't stop for pandemics, seasonal illnesses, or winter weather.
So then what can I do? What can our audience do to help out?
Well, if you've never donated before, I encourage you to give it a try. It is rewarding. It's a life-saving accomplishment. And if you are a donor now and then, consider the additional effort to become a routine donor. Regular donors can give every 8 weeks. Here in Manchester, blood drives are scheduled accordingly, allowing donors to come in every other month to make their life-saving donation up to 6 times a year. In just 6 hours of their time yearly, a regular donor can provide 6 units of blood, their life-saving gift for up to 18 patients.
Now, of course, people are going to come up with the excuse, well, I don't have time, Marcia. I can't do that. What do you say to somebody who says, well, I don't have the time?
Well, yes, we do understand that life is busy. At our November blood drive, we asked donors that came out to jot down why they come in to give. Take note that these people came in on the day before Thanksgiving, likely hosting family, getting off work early, and or packing up to leave for grandma's house. So I've got a few notes here from some people.
This is like Jay Leno's headlines. You're going to read all these notes for us.
Kind of like that.
Do it like Karnak.
Yeah, there you go.
Great reference.
So this gal says, what a blessing and a miracle it is to be able to donate blood. I donate for those who are in the dire straits. And in honor of my dad, who was a faithful and constant donor, I donate for loved ones who have been in need of blood products. I donate because it is such a simple thing to do that can make an incredible difference in the life of another child of God. I'm thankful to be able to participate in something so simply amazing.
So there's one.
There's one. My reason to donate blood is because someone in my family has received 100 plus transfusions, platelets, red blood cells, etc.
There's another one.
Another one.
These are all handwritten. I want, when we take the picture for the website, I want you to hold these notes up, okay?
Oh, I've got amazing notes here. all I do to donate blood, and there are so many reasons, to support our community, to help for others. And the Red Cross staff and volunteers are the greatest people in the world, and I love to visit with them. Many more reasons, she says.
Yeah. Not one of them yet has mentioned cookies.
I do have some that say that, but it's a little bit deeper here. Yeah, it says, I donate because I know someone out there who needs it, and it makes my heart full knowing that I am helping them.
And that's just some of them. And if that wasn't enough, if that wasn't enough motivation, you're doing more, including as we get close to this big football game with the NFL coming up, too.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, if that wasn't enough, you're right there. So all January blood donors at Red Cross Blood Drives will automatically be entered to win a getaway to Super Bowl 57 in Phoenix, including travel, hotel, $500 gift card, pregame activities, and more.
Yeah, you'll be donating right on the 50-yard. No, I'm kidding. They wouldn't make you do
that.
You
never know.
But let's say, okay, now you've convinced somebody, Marcia, what do they got to do? I'm ready. Now what?
Okay, appointments are much preferred, and we definitely encourage you to get one while the getting's good. Schedule your appointment, and then tell or invite someone, a friend of yours, to do likewise and join you. Be sure to iron up by eating healthy, iron-rich meals. Drink plenty of water in the 24 hours up to donation. Then, to save your time at the blood drive, on the morning of the drive from the comfort of your home, you can complete the Rapid Pass online health history at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Bring your blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of ID, the names of the medications you take. Better yet, load the Red Cross donor app on your phone and it will practically take care of everything for you to help you in scheduling, changing, canceling your appointment if necessary, completing your rapid pass, serving as your donor card and rapid pass at the drive, telling you about your donation status, where your life-saving gift is sent, how many units you've given, etc. It's really pretty cool. You would no longer need to carry that old donor card with you in your wallet. Just bring your phone.
Yeah, because nobody loses their phone.
No, not
yeah, everybody's got their phone attached to them.
That's right.
So again, the when, the where, and where we can mark the calendar and get ready for this.
Okay. So on Wednesday, January 18th, we'll be accepting appointments, preferred, and first-time donors, and guests are encouraged and welcomed. The American Red Cross Blood Drive from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Delaware County Community Center. If that date does not work for you, Regional Medical Center is hosting a Red Cross Blood Drive on Friday the 20th, and we'll be back at the Community Center in February. Schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Illness in life sometimes changes things in your daily plan, so please go to the Red Cross website and cancel if you must or adjust your time. And on Wednesday, if you must cancel, I would appreciate your phone call to me at 563-920-3668. We'll open up your appointment time and offer that to someone else. Lastly, since it is National Blood Donor Month, I want to say thanks to all the heroes who come in, roll up their sleeve, and choose to be part of this life-saving cause. And in the last 3 years, significant changes were made since we went from hosting drives 6 times a year. We now host them 12 times a year.
Yeah, and some impressive numbers you have
yes,
here, too.
So every month we have increased it, or excuse me, in the last 3 years we've increased it from 524 units to 689 units, and in 2021, we're up to 985 units collected.
Wow.
Yeah, so potentially we're saving 2,198 individuals' lives because of those donations.
1-800-RED-CROSS is the phone number, redcrossblood.org, and it is coming up next Wednesday already, which hard to believe. That's already January 18th is next Wednesday.
It is.
At the fairgrounds. Call, set that appointment, and then you're going to see Marcia's smiling face. She has like how many different notes?
Oh,
you have like 30 handwritten notes there.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell you what, I'll head home early. You just read the rest of the notes. When you're done, Janelle will come in and take over.
Perfect.
And then sneak birthdays in if you can.
Okay, I'll try.
Marcia, always good to see you.
Thank you very much,
Thanks
Justin.
For making time for us. And yes, mark your calendar next Wednesday. RedCrossBlood.org is where you can get all the appointments information and get everything set up.
Biosphere Drones.